ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 1, entitled The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, text number 21. Giram samadau gagane samiritam nishamya vedas Shridashan Uvacha Ha Gam Paurushim Me Shinutamara Punar Vidyatam Ashu Tataiva Ma Chiram. Which one should we use? Which melody is we using for this? Giram samadau, is that? Giram samadau gagane samiritam. Giram samadau gagane samiritam. Vishamya Vedas Chidashan Uvachaha Vishamya Vedas Chidashan Uvachaha Gampaurashim Me Shinutamara Punar Gampaurashim Me Shinutamara Punar Udiyatam Mashuta Taiva Machiram Vidiyatam Ashuta Taiva Machiram Girang Samadao Gagane Samiritam Nishamya Vedas Chirashandu Vachaha Gangpaura Shingme Shinutamara Punar Vadiyatam Ashuta Taiva Machiran. Vidiyatam Ashuta Taiva Machiram. Idam samadau gagane samiritam. Ladies, samadau gagane samiritam, nishamya vedas chidashan vivachah, gampaura shimme shinutamarak punar. Vediyatam ashuta daiva machiram. Girang samadhau gaganesha miridam. Viriyatam ashuta taiva machiram giram. A vibration of words. Samadau, in trance. Gagane, in the sky. Samiditam, vibrated. Nishamya, hearing. Veda, Lord Brahma. Jidasan, unto the demigods. Uvacha, said. Ha, o. Gam, the order. Paurushim, received from the Supreme Person. Me, from me. Shrinuta, just here. Amaraha, O demigods, punaha, again, vidyatam, execute, ashu, immediately, tata eva, just so, ma, do not, chiram, delay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. While in trance, Lord Brahma heard the words of Lord Vishnu vibrating in the sky. Thus he told the demigods, O demigods, hear from me the order of Sharadakshayi Vishnu, the Supreme Person, and execute it attentively without delay. Please repeat. While in trance, Lord Brahma heard the words of Lord Vishnu vibrating in the sky. Thus he told the demigods, O demigods, hear from me the order of Sharadakshayi Vishnu, the Supreme Person, and execute it attentively without delay. Purport. It appears that the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be heard in trance by competent persons. Modern science gives us telephones by which one can hear sound vibrations from a distant place. Similarly, although other persons cannot hear the words of Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma is able to hear the Lord's words within himself. This is confirmed in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.1. Tene Brahma Hrida Ya Adikavaye. Adikavi is Lord Brahma. In the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma received the instructions of Vedic knowledge from Lord Vishnu through the medium of the heart, Hrida. The same principle is confirmed herewith. While Brahma was in trance, he was able to hear the words of Shirdakshaya Vishnu, and he carried the Lord's message to the demigods. Similarly, in the beginning, Brahma first received the Vedic knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the core of the heart. In both instances, the same process was used in transmitting the message to Lord Brahma. In other words, although Lord Vishnu was invisible even to Lord Brahma could hear Lord Vishnu's words through the heart. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is invisible even to Lord Brahma, yet he descends on this earth and becomes visible to people in general. This is certainly an act of his causeless mercy. But fools and non-devotees think that Krishna is an ordinary historical person. Because they think that the Lord is an ordinary person like them, they are described as muda, muda, avajananti mamuda. The causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is neglected by such demoniac persons who cannot understand the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and who therefore misinterpret them. Om Gyanatamidandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Mritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Kam Guru Divachalam Pangam Nangayate Girim Yarkipadam Aham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Sanisharam Paramanadam Adhavam. While entranced, Lord Brahma heard the words of Lord Vishnu vibrating in the sky. Thus he told the demigods, O demigods, hear from me the order of Shirdakshaya Vishnu, the Supreme Person, and execute it attentively without delay. So, Srila Prabhupada here immediately makes a very important point that the personality of Godhead is speaking. It's not that the absolute truth is some deaf and dumb force that's out there in the sky somewhere and can never be approached or known for that matter, and is reserved only for the very select few, or that he doesn't respond. Krishna also hears our prayers, as here we'll discover in this whole pastime. The Lord Brahma and the demigods offer, and they offered prayers, very nice prayers. But Krishna already knew, as we'll hear later on, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but the personality of Godhead understood what was going on. And that there was difficulty in the world, namely, as we heard the other day, that the Lord descends time and time again to reestablish religious principles and to punish the miscreants. So the Lord is well aware of these events. It's not that he's, again, off in the sky by himself doing something, not paying attention to what is going on around the creation. It's just like a very important person who may leave his place for some time. Still, he's aware. He has his means to understand what's going on. So also the personality of Godhead, of course, Krishna is situated in the heart. Ishvarak sarvabhutanam. He's certainly aware of everything that's going on. But to show his mercy, he exhibits himself. And also speaks. Now, someone may say, well, I'm speaking with, I'm communicating with the Lord, and you know, therefore I'm His representative. I can do like this and I can do like that. You should do like this and like that. No. Not that any some fool who's walking down the street who just sometime earlier was engaged in all sorts of nonsense is all of a sudden a qualified person to represent the Lord or to transmit the Lord's message. No, Srila Prabhupada makes this point very nicely here that it has to be by competent persons. In other words, there's a qualification for one to be a representative of the personality of Godhead. And certainly Lord Brahma is such a person. But just the rule whole is there, the general rule is there, that if one is a representative of the personality of Godhead, they must be very competent and qualified. It's not, again, not just any character that we meet on the street that declares they're an avatar or that they're a representative or that they're God for that matter. I remember, and all of us have some experience, we were distributing in one place, in an airport, and some young fellow came by. He had his long locks and his typical earthly dress and declared himself to be a god. It was, as we were talking to him, and it was so, it was laughable. It was so stupid that all you could do is walk away. So there's no sense in talking to such people. So the words of the personality of Godhead are there because Krishna is a person. He's transmitting this information, this knowledge, through competent persons. Srila Prabhupada makes the point here that modern science gives us telephones by which we can hear sound vibrations from different places. And they've given us hearing aids that we can hear in closer settings. Just in case you don't have a telephone, the hearing aid is there also. But such mechanical devices, they're inferior, as Srila Prabhupada makes point here. They may help us to understand some mundane knowledge, but transcendental knowledge is of a different sort of communication. It's a communication that is heard within the heart, as Prabhupada points out here. Tene Brahma Hrida Hi Adi Kavaye Muyantiyat Surya. Lord Brahma heard this knowledge, being a competent representative, being a qualified person. He heard this message within the heart. The Lord was directly communicating. So it's nice that science can offer so many nice gadgets that we can hear what's going on in this place or that place. And we can play with it all day, as people do. And we can exercise our mind in some mental speculation. But this... the words of the Lord are transmitted in a different way. Of course, it's not that Krishna can't speak to his devotee. Certainly he can, as we saw in the case of Madhavendra Puri. He was speaking directly with Shakshi Gopal. So the deity can certainly speak. The Lord can speak when he, again, the other party is a competent person. Not that Krishna is just going to speak to anyone who's walking down the street and who has a cigarette in his mouth and who was watching the movies earlier and they're driving down the beach to get a suntan and the Lord is talking to them. Not exactly. It's a whole different, or on your surfboard, or riding the waves, and the Lord is speaking to you. It doesn't work that way. It's of a whole different realm. And Lord Brahma here, Srila Prabhupada points out, received this Vedic instruction through the ear, through the heart. He was hearing. And Srila Prabhupada makes point that this hearing process, and we heard this a couple of days ago very nicely with Sir Daspar, we gave a very nice class about hearing, and how hearing is the easiest method for advancing in a devotional service. It's the easiest method. We can do so many things, but hearing is considered the most important. Because, and Srila Prabhupada also makes point that this hearing process is the expert treatment for the mad mind. Even our senses and our minds may be turbulent. They may be causing so many problems. Just as in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, when he was speaking to Krishna, he was explaining how his mind was so turbulent. But by hearing from Krishna, by using that hearing element, hearing sense, he was able to gradually come to his senses. Because some things, again, we can communicate in so many different ways with mundane knowledge and with mechanical means. But there are some things which cannot be understood outside of Shruti or Vedic wisdom. There are some things which cannot be understood, namely the soul. By mechanical means, we can't discover where the soul is. It's invisible, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. It's invisible. So this hearing process has to be there. It's through the ear holes that one can receive transcendental knowledge. Just as here, Srila Prabhupada points out that Lord Brahma, in the beginning, received the instructions of Vedic knowledge through the medium of his heart. And that same principle is being confirmed herewith, in which, again, Lord Brahma received some instruction from Lord Vishnu and is sharing it with the demigods. That while in his trance, this message was revealed. In both instances, as Prabhupada points out here, the same process was used in transmitting the message to Lord Brahma. In other words, although Lord Vishnu was invisible to Lord Brahma could hear Lord Vishnu, his words, through the heart. Krishna is there. The absolute truth is reality. Although he can manifest himself in a physical form as he did, as he's done in many incarnations, as he did speaking to Arjuna, and most recently as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To understand him, one has to hear the transcendental message. And why? It's because those descriptions, those narrations, those words about the personality of Godhead, Mangalam, what is that? Shrivan Mangalam, what is that? Shravana Mangalam, Srimad Atatam, Bhuvi Garananti, Bhuri Yajhana, Bhuri Dajhana. That the, because the message or the descriptions, whether it's given by the personality of Godhead or by his dear devotees, they're so powerful that they eradicate these sinful reactions of one's life and bestow good fortune. It's so important to hear, because that hearing process, in the course of that hearing process, the heart is becoming purified, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, Chaitadharpana Marjanam, that by chanting the holy names, by discussing Krishna Katha, the heart is gradually becoming purer, and all of one's sinful reactions are gradually being eradicated. And good fortune is being bestowed upon whoever hears those that message. So that hearing process has to be there. But as Srila Prabhupada points out here, the fools and rascals, thinking Krishna to be some ordinary personality, or his instructions for that matter as being just ordinary words, cannot understand this science. It's not understandable. Avajananti mamura, Srila Prabhupada comments here. Parambhava majanato, Krishna explains that such persons, they can't understand Krishna's transcendental nature and his supreme dominion over all that be. Again, it's like using some mechanical means or a telephone to understand a subtler science. It's not possible. So, the causeless mercy of the personality of Godhead is neglected by such demoniac persons who cannot understand the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, cannot understand, and therefore misinterpret them. So the wonderful example being given here, and again, it's most important that hearing from the proper source, be it the Lord's representative or the Lord himself within the heart, is the means to understand transcendental knowledge. It's and it's so relishable that it's described in the Bhagavatam that by the sages when they were speaking to Suta Goswami, that we never tire of hearing the pastimes of the personality of Godhead. So, again, one never tires of hearing such subject matter. It's not like some mundane sound that you can't stand after 5 minutes, or some mundane conversation which only disrupts the life errors. It's not that sort of sound vibration. I'm sure so many people are, so many of us are aware of what's in the ether these days. There's so much politicking going on. And it's just ludicrous. It's comical. It's actually a joke. It's Saturday Night Live does the best. The whole thing. It's not just Saturday night, but it's all day night, every day night. It's live, live and hilarious, what's going on in the world. So that sort of vibration doesn't do anything for anybody. It only drives people mad, actually. No wonder they come home from work and have to become intoxicated or have to pull out a gun. It's no wonder. So that sort of subject matter is not for transcendentalists, but so we're very fortunate to have this knowledge given to us by Srila Prabhupada and coming down from the great Lord Brahma. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Hi. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
When you were reaching.